This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm barely holding it together.
Barely legal. Barely legally holding it together. Am I right? I don't know why I said that. What a horrible way to start the show.
Man, if only there was a way to start over.
There's not.
There's not. The machines are running.
It would cost us a fortune.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're going out live.
Yeah.
This week of all weeks for our live broadcast.
Why are you barely holding it together?
Tom, I've wanted to barf for the last 18 hours or so. No, almost 24 hours.
Oh, great. And now I'm in a small room with you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm drinking beer, though.
and it's hot.
Yeah. Here's what I want to get your opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've had a long day. And maybe the only thing you ate all day was rice cakes with a little bit of chunky peanut butter spread on them. Maybe two.
All right.
And some Welch's fruit snacks.
Sounds like a... who would even eat that? I don't know, like a child you're punishing?
Yeah, we're like a full-grown adult.
That's
man.
That's like what children get on death row.
They put children on death row now.
The
Tom.
Bad ones, the bad boys.
It's about time.
Yeah, but that's what they would give them.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't buy Welch's fruit snacks anymore. Well, I mean, I can, but I
too juicy and delicious.
You know what? I bought them in bulk. Like a gigantic box.
I OD'd on
it. Oh, God. I mean, believe me, I could buy more. I'd love to. I'd love nothing more.
You have the means. Look at old braggart Tom here. Oh, I have the money to buy more fruit snacks. Don't
get me wrong.
No,
because here's the thing, Tim. You can buy a box of like 72 packets of that for like $14.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, because there's like eight snacks in every one.
You can have fruit snacks as a meal.
Yeah. I tried doing it yesterday. All right, so you get home. Uh-huh. It's one of the hottest days of the year.
Yeah, so far.
Your air conditioner is off-site.
Off-site?
Well, let's just say it's in the...
Oh, you've moved since summer? No.
No. I have... Tom, I'm fancy. I'm a fancy New Yorker. I have storage in the basement.
That's fine.
So I get like a storage locker?
Off-site storage is a scam. It's not a scam, but it's just like, throw that shit out if you got to keep it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because how often you go into the store? Like, oh, yeah. I need this old couch. No, you don't, you idiot.
Yeah.
If you couldn't sell it, oh, I might move into a bigger place. Look, you're going to die in the rat hole you live in now.
I might move into a bigger place and want a old shitty couch in there.
Yeah, if you have the means to move out of your garbage apartment, you're going to have the means to buy a halfway decent couch that hasn't been in storage for a year and a half.
But what if you have to move out of your apartment, move into a storage space, then you're going to be glad you have that couch there.
Tom, this is a tangent, Tom. Mm-hmm. I know you're not accustomed to hearing me go off on a tangent. I don't want to go off on a tangent here. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, that's yours and Dennis Miller.
Well, no, I kind of improved on it.
The D-Dog.
Yeah.
The DM. The original DM.
Yeah.
Sliding into my DMs, it's DM, Dennis Miller.
So I have storage in the basement of my building.
Uh-huh.
But you can only access...
What, is it like a fenced-in thing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I put my own padlock on it. Yeah. I have a whole key on my key ring for it.
You pointed to your key ring like you're a janitor with like a big... You
I
know
pointed at my pocket where my keys are
people,
for accuracy.
Whenever I'm walking my dog, not whenever, but sometimes people have those like, you know, janitor key rings.
Yeah.
And my dog always thinks it's another dog. She's always like, oh, that sounds like another dog's collar coming.
Just some jerk's keys.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, it's just some you know,
just
idiot.
Some man going about his day.
some idiot with a chain wallet.
Yeah. So you can only access my basement through the elevator.
No stairs.
And they shut off the elevator at like 10 p.m. every night.
Why?
I don't know. So you can't get to the basement. Well, they shut off the elevator to the basement. They shut off the basement access.
Okay.
They don't.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. After 10, don't go in the basement.
There's laundry down
there.
Well, yeah. What would it take for you to call the police if you think there's a ghost in your apartment? Like, I know, Tom, you're frequently scared of ghosts.
Uh-huh.
But, like, at what point would you be like, all right, this is an emergency? Like, would a plate have to be floating? And you'd be like, all right, I need to call the police. But what would the police even do?
I read this report recently where somebody did just that, and the police came, and there was still, like, poltergeist activity happening. And the police were just like, oh, this is, we don't know what to do. This is nuts. And then the police, you know, like, they put it in their report. Like, yeah, we responded.
There's a teacup floating by me.
Yeah, we responded, and, you know, we heard a very deep voice telling us to get out. And then the plates start flying out of the dishwasher and hitting the wall.
That'd be a good prank to play on your local police.
Oh, it would be a good prank. I'm always looking for a way to prank the police.
Yeah,
so.
They take very, very kindly to that.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no risk involved.
And they say white privilege doesn't exist. So you can't go down into the basement.
Right.
And that's where my air conditioner is.
Right.
So I couldn't get it because I had a long day yesterday, Tom.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I put my new AC in last
AC
night.
AC now, what is that?
Atlantic City. It's, nice. You know, like a gambling term. I put it all. Let it ride
on your AC.
Yeah. Well, think about the cooler, you know? That's what I call my air conditioner, the cooler. And sometimes they
William
have that.
H. Macy. Bill Macy. Yeah. Great guy.
They do call him Bill Macy, people who know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a Bobby De Niro that way.
Yeah, I just call him Bill sometimes.
Do you ever think about imprisoning somebody in that little caged-in area?
No, I think I'd get found out.
Not if you did it.
I'd have to bring him in during daylight hours.
Not if you did it at 5 to 10. You could at least keep an overnight prisoner down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wouldn't even have to lock him in my storage unit.
Yeah,
I'd just let him loose. Like, hey, play with the washing machines. Go nuts. There's an old easy chair just out there and some magazines.
I've fallen for that trap before. Go play with the washing machines. There's an easy chair. Next thing you know, I got to sleep in a basement all night till the elevator turns back on.
Yeah, so I couldn't get my AC, so it was hot, right? And I was hungry. I was in a bad mood. And I was like,
hot and hungry.
I was like, I want a burrito, right? Mm-hmm. So I went on one of those delivery sites. I don't want to endorse. Well, look, some companies pay to be endorsed.
That's
on
true.
Our show.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving Seamless a free ride here. Oh, dang. So anyway, I went on and I was searching for burritos. And I have a normal burrito place. But I was like, nah, I'm going to search for a place with big burritos because I want a big burrito. So I found a place.
So did you put in the search bar big burritos?
Yeah, it didn't. Nothing came up. So I had to go to a number of burritos.
Put in large burritos.
I tried them all. Gargantuan. I started with gargantuan because that's what I was. That's what I was.
That's
really
what you were really
for.
After.
Yeah. So I put in burrito, and then I just looked in the reviews of each one.
Mm-hmm.
And like this one I found, not too far away. Never heard of it before. Couldn't find it, like the address listed on a map, by the way.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there.
You know, a lot of these places, it's like people are making
trickery.
This stuff at home.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, we're a restaurant.
So anyway, yeah, and that's fine with me. I don't care. So I was like, okay, this one, there's some reviews.
You say that
like,
now, but if I showed up at your doorstep with a hastily made burrito.
Yeah, I would. There aren't many burritos that I wouldn't eat.
Mm.
Well, no, last
Jumping
night
the gun?
Might have changed my mind here.
Okay.
Because I was... I read the reviews and they're like, these are big burritos, and a lot of them, right? And to be honest, this place did not have good reviews, but mostly it was, this burrito took forever to get here.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not going to happen to me.
Of course not.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. It didn't. They beat the delivery estimate. But the most recent one was a one-star, most recent review was a one-star review that said, it was from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
It was, this burrito tasted okay. It's fine. It's very big. And I was like, all right, I like where this is going.
I'm surprised you even read the rest.
And they were like, but then almost immediately, like, you know, like 20 minutes after, uh-huh. I got severe heartburn and uh-huh. was vomiting all night.
Oof.
And I was like, well, this is the only case of this that I've seen in all these, like, yeah, everybody 50
else
reviews.
Has different complaints.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I'm going to risk it.
Yeah.
Guess what, Tom? Mm-hmm. I ate this burrito.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, severe heartburn, and I've been stifling a puke ever since. But here's the thing. I'm so proud. I was like, I read that review. I was like, surely that won't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have just puked and had it over with.
Right.
Right? But like...
Yeah, either I've way, you wouldn't have to leave a review.
Yeah, I've been living in agony.
Do you think that the man who wrote that review the day before is going to, like, laugh at you? Like, I told you.
I think the gods of karma will laugh at me.
What gives you heartburn?
The right... What?
Huh?
Oh, I don't know. grease?
Yeah, that makes
greasy
sense.
Greasy food?
Yeah, I guess just, like, very greasy.
And this was greasy, but I was loving it when I was eating it. I was like, what's better
sure.
than grease? Nothing. Grease and cheese. Load it up, please.
Yeah, I'm hungry. That's what I want. That's what I'm hungry for.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, but, like, would that... When you order from a new place,
mm-hmm.
do you read the reviews, and do you take the negative reviews seriously?
I almost never order from a new place nowadays. I've got, listen what, to
old
what I've
Tommy
got.
Tommy Comfortable.
Old Tommy Reliable. I've got a Mexican place.
Okay.
A hamburger slash like just American place.
Okay.
And a Italian place.
What do you get from the Italian place?
Oh, and
place?
A Chinese place.
Do you get like a pasta dish?
I usually get a pizzette. Like, it's a small pizza. It's for one man to eat.
Yeah, why don't you just go to Pizza Hut and get a personal pan pizza?
Because I don't live near Pizza Hut, Tim. If I did, I would.
Maybe you should plan your life better.
I will next time I move. I will search ahead of time.
When I'm reincarnated, I will live my life better and yeah. make sure I'm always near a Pizza Hut.
I'll click that little thing in, you know, when I'm looking for an apartment. Like, must be near a Pizza Hut. And a Chinese food place. So I've got four solid places that, like, I just know they're solid. They are always beat the delivery estimate. One time, the Mexican place delivered to me in 6 minutes, and it was the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, that should trouble you, though.
No. I mean, they're a block away, so it was fine.
All right. Well, why don't you just go get it?
And leave my home? Are you crazy? No, you know what? They're like... No, they're like two or three blocks away, but they're like two or three blocks in a direction I never go. So I'm like, eh, it's fine.
You've never seen where this place is.
I have seen it in a cab. I tell the cab driver.
I locked the doors.
I tell the cab driver, that's my Mexican place. But those four places, well, the Mexican place, they're a temptress because they have lunch specials that you wouldn't believe. And... You know, they don't know that I'm just one man. I can order two lunches, eat one of them for dinner, and I beat the system.
I always try when I'm ordering to make them think that I'm more than one man, just so they're not like, this lazy jerk, he's not doing anything. He's not hanging out with someone. Like, why doesn't he just come and get it?
Yeah.
Well, like, he's just a guy sitting there. I know he's watching, like, a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode that he's seen 40 times.
Yeah. Well, that's why sometimes when I'm like, if I'm ordering from the same place twice in 1 week, right before I get to the door, I'll go, I'll get it. Like somebody else is there. And it's always the same delivery guy. And I'm sure he knows, like, well, that guy's telling somebody that I've never seen in the 50 times I've been here that he'll get it.
And also, here's the thing. Here's the dirty little secret, Tom.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't
care about
No, I actually, life. I always think about that. I always think about, like...
They hope you die. They hope you die alone.
Well, they don't hope I die. No, I mean, I tip well, so I don't think that they would
do that. I find that hard to believe.
No, I do, Tim. Because, honestly, because usually I'm ordering just for me.
How do you tip on the Seamless, Tom? What box do you hit?
I usually put in a custom thing.
But how do you base that?
Based on, like, how heavy what I'm ordering is.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's say you got a...
Because that's what matters. I'm not tipping the person making it. I'm tipping the person carrying it.
A burrito
mm-hmm.
and chips and guac.
Okay.
And it came to $16.23.
It wouldn't, because this place I can get a cheaper deal than that.
It came to $12.26.
I would tip like at least $3 on that.
You cheap bastard. Here's what you mean? You gotta do. Here's what you do to get everybody happy with you and to be a good boy in God's eyes. Click the 25%.
Uh-huh.
See what that comes up.
Yeah.
Then hit the custom and round up to the nearest dollar.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of what I do.
No. What you did was less than 25%.
What's 25% of 12?
$3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
And I said it was $12.26, you creep.
All right. Round up to the nearest dollar?
Yeah.
Well, that's just insane.
So, like, and not even round. Not I'm not rounding. It's the wrong word to say for a hero like me.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to the next dollar. Because if that comes up, it's $3.13, $4 from old, old Deep Pocket Tim.
If you were a real hero, you'd tip him in cash.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Absolutely.
I never have cash.
100% would prefer cash.
I think you're making a lot of assumptions.
No,
how do they deal with the IRS then, Tom?
That's on them. And when you hand them the cash, you can say to them, it's just between you and me.
So you put zero in the
lady
thing?
Lady IRS doesn't need to know. No, there's a box that says tip with cash.
You found the loophole to not tip. And
it's
be like,
not a loophole. It is right next to the...
Yeah, and then when they come, you just be like, oh, I tipped on the app.
Tisk, 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 you were late. No, but they much, much, much would prefer cash. Telling you.
All right.
Take it from me, the perfect boy. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you... you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love second, and then the treasure. That's also
the treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tommy boy.
Yes.
This week we're talking about a subject near and dear to my heart.
And one of the few immediate follow-up episodes.
Yeah.
In our history.
Fake meat, my friends.
Fake meat.
If the meat's a fakin', don't eat the bacon.
What? What does that mean?
Because the bacon is real meat.
If the meat, but if the meat, I mean, don't eat the bacon anyway.
Scholars
if you
will
eat.
Puzzle over that sentence for years, decades.
They found it inscribed on a tablet.
Yes.
Next to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Tom, last week we talked about meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a vegetarian, so I demanded equal time. I've been a vegetarian for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
No,
you've been a vegetarian for like 6 months now.
Yeah, but I feel like less than a year, mm-hmm. I have to still say like I'm not eating meat.
Yeah. I don't know. It's different. I feel like it's different now than when you're like, you know, 15 and you're like, I'm a vegetarian.
And this and is my identity.
That, yeah. And you say that in the morning and then by lunch you're like, oh, well, one hot dog's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's not really meat. Tom,
mm-hmm.
I never really ate a lot of fancy meats. Let's not.
Yeah, we're more of a working class meat man.
Yeah. Burgers. Dogs. Mm. Bacon on my sandwich.
Yes.
Sausage on my sandwich. I'm not eating lamb chops. I'm not eating steaks.
I don't think lamb chops are necessarily...
They're a delicacy in some ways. I'm not eating veal.
No.
I mean, even when I was eating meat...
What
was
your point?
I don't know. Oh! that I used to eat meat, but now I don't eat meat.
Right.
But, like, I still... need a meat replacement. I can't be a guy who's like, oh, you know what I'll eat?
A salad.
Rice and...
And broccoli.
And broccoli. I'll eat those things, but right. It needs to be like, occasionally I need to beast out. It's very hard to beast out on just mm-hmm. vegetables.
Yes.
And like...
Even the worst vegetables are still pretty good.
Yeah.
For you. Not good tasting. They all taste gross. They all taste like shit. They're vegetables.
Have you met my 8-year-old co-host, Tom? Look, there's a lot of fake meat out there. And I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
This is a public service.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some fake meat, Tom.
Yes.
Let's start with my favorite. A replacement for burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Veggie burgers.
Okay. And this is not just all going to be a replacement for chicken, veggie chicken.
No, I mean, we're going to get into it, Tom.
Veggie burgers.
We dig deep. This show's like a dang onion.
Veggie burgers is the most common of the fake meat.
Yes.
You will find veggie burgers in almost anywhere nowadays.
I found a veggie burger
mm-hmm.
at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I believe that.
It was a black bean burger, my friend,
mm-hmm.
and it cost $13, and it was bad.
What establishment was it from?
It was actually from Bear Burger. You know how these stadiums these days, they have...
Yeah. Well, that's why I ask. It's not going to be from, you know, the Yankees bullpen meat or whatever.
Yeah. But they don't even have that stuff anymore
because
they've signed lucrative deals with all these restaurateurs. Yeah. But here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
This plagued my Yankee Stadium burger, and every straight up veggie burger that I try to get from like most burger places, right? They'll offer a veggie burger, right?
Well, even like the fast food places have veggie burger options.
Yeah, not McDonald's.
Burger King did
does.
Have that Morningstar burger for a while, which is fantastic because. Yeah. More than
I think people were just kind of like, I don't trust this guy.
What
the
guy?
King.
The king?
Yeah.
He's the king. They don't have to trust him.
Exactly.
They just have to pledge their loyalty.
Yeah, but like, imagine you had to take a loyalty pledge every time you went to Burger King, and it was really just like a way for you not to sue them if they poisoned you. King has food tasters.
That it was just like you're signing an oath to be one of the king's food tasters.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, if this kills you and you die from it, then, you know, God save the king.
It was in service of the king.
You save the king.
Yeah.
You're God.
Well, no, the king is always God.
But, you know, God save the king. But then they're like, all right, for the rest of the day, we'll say Tim save the king.
Nice. I'll do it. I'll take that pledge.
No, they had a Morningstar Whopper that was fantastic. Because, listen, You could take the meat out of a Whopper, and half the time you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, you just need something warm and brown in there.
Well, hey, be careful.
Hey.
Yeah. Talking about, what are you talking about, turds?
Poop.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, how old are you?
You could...
Because I'm about to turn 35. The same age
mm-hmm.
That Joey Buttafuoco was when Amy Fisher shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head.
And how old was Amy Fisher?
16 years old. 16 years young.
Yeah. So, Tim, don't date any 16-year-olds.
Oh, no, she had turned 17. Their illicit affair began when she was 16.
Right.
Look, I don't want to say anything badly.
About the Buttafuocos or the Fishers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Amy Fisher has had... Look, nobody knows. Outside of the tri-state area, nobody knows what
no,
the hell...
No, people know them. That was a big story.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for Amy Fisher. She made a bad decision.
She's like a porn star now. That's what she does.
Well, here's what happened, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
She did pornography.
Yeah.
She was. She spent some time as a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
She moved down to Florida and started a family.
Yeah.
And she was ostracized from the community. She had to move back up north to be near her family, but she's changed her name.
How the hell do you get ostracized from Florida?
Yeah, it's just like they. People... Well, to be fair, they ran George Zimmerman out of there too. Are we veering off the fake meat?
It's fine. I don't know. I just don't know how you could ostracize anyone when you got alligators all over the damn place.
Yeah, that's true. And man-sized ducks.
What? No, that's not a thing. They don't have big
in
ducks.
In sailor suits.
Oh, I see.
What happened there?
Yeah, he's not allowed out of the park, though.
Vermin the size of a man.
Wearing a tuxedo everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, veggie burgers, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem.
Yes.
Every time you order a veggie burger, mm-hmm. it's not like it's they don't do.
You don't know what you're gonna get.
Well, that's fine. Whatever, because like it's all about the condiments. It's all about the bun. But mm-hmm. here's what Burger King got right that everybody else gets wrong.
Yeah.
You order a veggie burger from an establishment, they're like, oh, this must be a health conscious person.
Yeah.
So it's like our veggie burger comes with sprouts on it, and it's on like a quinoa bun. And it's like, no, I don't want all that weird shit on it. I just want like a regular, like I want onions and lettuce and tomato potato bun.
Well, the potato bun, I think, is the only thing that...
No, they put sprouts on every goddamn veggie burger. Sprouts are the worst thing. It's eating grass. Stop eating... Stop. I feel like restaurants have to be like, we got to pretend that one of the things is healthy. Get an order of sprouts in here. We'll throw some sprouts on it. No, not enough with sprouts. Nobody likes sprouts. It tastes like grass.
I like sprouts.
Really?
I like sprouts on a sandwich. Yeah. I like the texture.
You like
it's something different.
For 6 hours?
No, the sprouts do the flossing for you.
No, they don't. They get stuck.
At the end, you just gotta go.
Tom, a lot of food gets stuck in my teeth, like more than a normal person. Why do you think that is?
I was gonna ask you. Do you think it's that your teeth are too close or too far apart?
I don't know. I got very big teeth.
that has nothing to do with it.
One person really, a frenemy of mine.
Oh, was it Taylor Swift?
I prefer not to name names.
Uh-huh.
Would always, like, whenever they'd get mad at me, would be like, well, guess what? Your teeth are too big for your head.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that your teeth are big. That might just mean you have a small head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I told you how my dentist one time told me I had a small mouth.
Did he comment on the big teeth, though?
He didn't, but he said, like,
well,
you know you got a small mouth, like it was a weird compliment. Like... hey, I could get you, if you're interested, you got a real small mouth.
I could
get you into some shit. Like, I could like hook you up with a guy for some weird stuff.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, I could fix that for you. I could widen that mouth for you if you'd like. Or that he was saying it like the same way at Chipotle, they have to tell you that guac is extra. Like, you have a small mouth and maybe you didn't look at your bill. You got an extra charge, a small mouth charge.
Yeah, well, he was filling cavities, and he said it was very hard to do. And if I would never get a mouth enlarging,
like, I'd like to just fill this whole goddamn small mouth. It'd be a lot easier.
I would in on paper, I'd be like, yeah, a mouth largening would be all right.
What do you mean?
But here's the thing. I'm afraid of looking like Hellboy when I come out. What's that, man?
Yeah, Hellboy, I think, is here. He has big teeth.
No, but who's the man that plays him in real life?
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman probably had a normal-sized mouth, and some dentist upsold him on a mouth widening.
Yeah, and it was too much.
Turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to him.
That's true.
Him red and make him a Hellboy.
Gave him a distinctive look.
Yeah.
He's got to cut these horns off.
So, yeah, you're right, veggie burgers. Sometimes it's like soy.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like we mashed up a bunch of corn.
Yeah. It barely just stays mashed together. Up corn. And and we're going to replace everything with sprouts. But I do like sprouts. Let me just go on the record.
Yeah, well, you're a fool. Everybody knows you're a fool, a sprout-loving fool.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom,
mm-hmm.
recently,
yeah,
and I'm getting real here.
I can tell you.
I moved my microphone. I'm looking you in the
eye. People can't tell, but yeah.
That's why I said it. These two companies came out. Mm-hmm. These two Silicon Valley disruptors came out, and they were like, sometimes vegetarians just want to eat a burger.
Sometimes vegetarians want to have fun, too.
That just tastes like a dang burger.
Mm-hmm.
So so these two companies, the Impossible Burger
mm-hmm.
and the Beyond Burger, which is a subsidiary of Beyond Meat, they're like...
I thought you were going to say a subsidiary of Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't know that to be true.
That might be the
parent
company.
It seems like it's got Lori Grenier's fingerprints all over it.
Who's that?
What?
Who's Lori?
The queen of QVC, you asshole.
No. What does that have to do with anything?
Because she's got a lucrative contract with Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, that doesn't mean she's in charge of the company.
Look, if Lori Grenier invests in your company, your product's going on QVC, and it's going to be on the shelves of Bed Bath & Beyond. It's going to be a Beth.
Beth and Beth.
Beth will buy it, too. They send the Beth box to all the ladies named Beth every month. Your thing will be in there too.
All right, very confused.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but the Impossible Burger
and the Beyond Burger.
I've had them both, Tom.
Ooh,
and they're both meant to not be a bunch of veggies mashed up into a patty. We've engineered a hamburger that looks and tastes
reverse engineered.
Yeah. It tastes just like a beef burger
mm-hmm.
Out of all plants.
Okay.
Which would you prefer I go into first, Tom?
I don't give a flying shit.
Let's go with the Beyond Burger, Tom.
Okay.
Now, this you can buy
mm-hmm.
and make yourself. In fact, you have to.
Wow.
You can't go into a restaurant and be like, I'll have a Beyond Burger. They'll be like, what the hell did... What in Sam Hill did you just say to me?
What if it is a restaurant that's BYOBB?
Bring your own beer.
Beyond Burger.
Oh.
Tim. Jesus Christ. All right.
You know what? Forget it. Presumably, yeah. Uh-huh. Do you think people would know what that meant? I mean, we're talking about the Beyond Burger.
That people would know what BYOBB meant? No, yeah. I don't think people would know what that meant.
So you got to make it, because no restaurant
you have to
has
buy it
a
in
B-Y-O-B-B.
A store, restaurant, and you don't know that for a fact. Some restaurants might. Restaurants can go to stores too.
I don't know, because like they don't do a wholesale business, and this is $5.99 for two patties.
Have you ever been at a restaurant where you see somebody come in with bags from a grocery store, and you're like, "What the fuck? I'm being ripped off."
No, they're being ripped off.
Oh yeah,
Tom. I always say I'd be really good at running a restaurant, except for one thing.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know how much food to order.
Well, and that's a big part of it.
Let's say you're running a restaurant. You're like, hey, I know what the menu should be. I know what the layout should be. But then they're like, yeah, but how many onions do you need to buy this week? You'd be like, I don't fucking know.
And be like, well,
I'm supposed to know how many onions.
I expect this restaurant to be in business for 20 years. So 20 years of onions, please.
Yeah, but guess what? Then Gordon Ramsay comes and he's like, you can't keep onions for
this.
They're
raw. All these onions are raw.
Hates raw onions.
The whole town hates you.
And then they have a town festival where you give out your mini burgers, and then they all love you.
Yeah.
What can't that man do?
He's a great man.
Loves poppers.
Poppers?
Yeah.
For like getting high?
Yeah, apparently.
Or the jalapeno variety.
Well, everybody loves the jalapeno variety.
I feel like Gordon Ramsay doesn't like jalapeno poppers. I would bet
he
money
likes the
he
other
doesn't.
Ones.
Although, I also bet that if Gordon Ramsay made jalapeno poppers from scratch, they would be unbelievably good.
Gordon Ramsay is overrated as a chef.
Tim?
What even is a Michelin
You've never been
star?
To his goddamn restaurants like
you,
I have.
Oh, yeah. You've
you're
been
not
to his
a
tourist
high,
traps. There
you're
you
not
go.
A high society man like I am.
Beyond Burger is invested. And one of the investors is the billionaire Bill Gates.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He's trying to make more money now?
No, he's trying to do enough. Well. You know what? Here's the thing. I will say this about the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burger.
Uh-huh.
They're doing this because cows are effing up our S, man. we shouldn't be breeding cows in the factory
farming.
Yeah,
that's why
ecosystem.
I'm trying to eat all these hamburgers, Sim, to get rid of the cows.
They just keep making more cows, though, Tom. Bill Gates is like, if we make all these other burgers, they'll have to stop making all these new cows and then torturing them and killing them and mm-hmm. serving them to buffoons like you, Tom. guess what? Former McDonald's chief CEO, Don Thompson, is on the board of directors.
Yeah, but he's former. He probably got fired for...
kissing the cows.
Getting a little too friendly with the cows, and they were like, hey, you know, this CEO, he keeps bringing up in meetings, but what about instead of making hamburgers, we just go kiss the cows at the farm?
Yeah, and they were like, all right, enough.
Enough's
but then,
enough.
He, then he's like, well, you know, but he cares about the cows because most of them are his lovers, and so he's like, well, let's make a burger so I can continue my relationships with these cows. Without sending them to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Hence, and then the Beyond Burger was born. You want to guess the main ingredient in this thing?
Cow.
No, Tom.
What?
Pea protein isolate. Now I will sit back while you make urine jokes.
Pee-pee? Like urine, Tim? I'm not eating a urine burger. I'm thinking of Nuremberger. Urine burger or something else. Anyway.
Okay, that was great. They take
But
the
you
protein.
Don't like peas, right? You've been on the record saying you don't like peas.
They're not my favorite. You know what? I don't like a...
You get them stuck in between your teeth. Your teeth are so wide apart.
No, a veggie
you get
burger?
Whole peas in there.
The main kind of veggie burger I don't like are ones that with like visible whole peas in them. You know, and
right.
it's like,
not
what am
national.
I eating here?
You're like, I want this processed more, guys.
Yeah, process this, you creeps.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, you don't eat a hamburger that
You
has
don't eat a hamburger.
That has chunks of steak in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You want it. That's not what a hamburger is.
All right. So I made these, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. They have a weird smell.
Urine? Like ammonia?
No, it smells like a garbage dump a little bit.
What does that mean?
Like it smells like a whole bunch of garbage in one place that's rotting.
How on earth could you say that they're not bad then, Tim? If it smells like a rotting garbage dump, that's... Tim, I've never even heard Gordon Ramsay say anything that bad about the food he's eating.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's all plant-based, so it's fine.
Plants can rot.
Yeah, these aren't rotted. They're it looks like ground beef, Tom.
All right.
It tastes fine. And once they're cooked up, they don't smell like that. They smell
like
a regular
burger. Oh, I thought
it
smelled like garbage while you're cooking it.
No, while you're cooking it, yeah.
Oh, but I meant like after you're done.
You know, after you're done, it just smells like a burger.
Okay.
And you put it on a bun. It's great. It doesn't taste exactly like meat, but it's got pretty good texture.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Both the Beyond and the Impossible brag about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it bleeds. Which is like, is that a Is that a component of something that is like, well, the reason I really like burgers is that, like, when I really chew into a bite into a burger, I get blood on all over my hands.
No, but it is like a part, like, people, that's what makes a juicy burger juicy.
Yeah, but what about just other juices? Like, and that's also coconut oil?
That's also how Jesse the Body Ventura, no, I'm sorry, Jesse the Mind Ventura knew that he could kill the predator because it bleed.
If it bleeds,
we can kill it.
That's right. And the Beyond Burger, like, here's the thing. Here's what the FAQ says.
Aliens, or the predators bleed like, it's like a fluorescent green, though. It looks like if you take a glow stick and break it apart and spray it all over, that's what predator blood looks like.
I know
like.
That, Tom. Yeah. Who would win in a fight? I wonder, the predator or the alien?
Boy.
That's something that we should probably...
Those movies are not canon to either franchise.
I saw AVP, as I call it, in the theater. And it seemed like both the A and the P just turned on the M, the man.
Yeah.
And it was like, I thought they were supposed to fight each other. What's going on here?
Predators have some intelligence to them. You can, like, maybe or they have, like, honor, which is why they ain't killed Danny Glover at the end of Predator 2. But aliens, they're just, like, they're freaking basically bugs.
They're vicious. They're looking for a host.
Yeah, they're parasites. You can't reason with an alien.
Beyond Meat says, while we didn't design the Beyond Burger to, quote, bleed, per se, the beets we use to give the patty a red meat appearance have led some in the media to remark that the burger bleeds beet blood.
Yeah.
Now, every single goddamn media story
about
this.
There's no way that, oh, this was an accident.
In the first sentence, like, oh, somebody developed a veggie burger that bleeds.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys told them this. I know how journalism works. Fake meat.
Okay.
Then they have the Impossible Burger, Tom. Completely different burger. You can only get it in restaurants.
What's the difference? Ooh, how exclusive.
I got it at Bear Burger in New York, where I also got...
the pea burger you hated.
The bean burger at Yankee Stadium. I don't think I'll ever like anything that I eat at Yankee Stadium.
What if it's something that A-Rod made for you? If it's his cookies.
Yeah, I bet it would be juiced. I'd drink some of his juice, right? His
steroids. Yeah.
Yeah. they also have the Impossible Burger at Momofuku.
Okay.
Which kind of sounds like Moominshans. What is that? What is that?
Munchausen by proxy?
No, all the mimes that were on the Muppet Show that scared all the children.
I think just you.
And just as of this week, in Umami Burgers across.
That's California. A bigger chain, right?
What the hell is Umami?
You
Look,
know, it's just kind of
no.
Like
everybody's
salty.
Like, you know what it is. It's no, but like then why salty. Isn't it salty?
Because things are other than salt can produce that flavor.
You want to guess the main ingredient in the Impossible Burger, Tom?
Umami. Salt.
Water. Just like
water?
Us. Just like us, and I assume a cow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but don't they don't squeeze all the water out of the cows before they make them into hamburgers?
You know, I don't, to be honest, I'm not sure. And then wheat protein, textured wheat protein.
Ooh.
These things are the most processed things on Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this one came with a little flag in it that said Impossible on it, which was nice.
Then you took that home, put it up on your wall?
Well, I read an article that described that as, quote, Instagram ready. The world we live in sucks and is real stupid. Tom, I took my shoes off.
Oh, that's what that smell is. I thought somebody had brought in an order of Limburger cheese.
Did you think somebody was cooking up a Beyond Burger?
I thought you were getting one ready for me.
Yeah, so back to the Impossible Burger, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I went with a bunch of people. And we all agreed it tastes fine. Tastes like a fine hamburger.
So did it taste like meat?
Yeah, enough, because they put cheese and a bunch of toppings. And
but I'm saying, like, you didn't take, like you know, I'm going to take, like, a little piece off of this. And
no,
because
as you know, the prospect of eating, like, a piece of hamburger that is not without condiment or anything on it just makes me sick to my stomach.
Even if that is a plant-based hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what that tastes like.
It just
it
makes you sick to your stomach on like a philosophical level.
Yeah, as if I ate a burrito from a place that that had greasy burritos.
What kind of burrito did you get?
A veggie burrito.
But like, what did that entail?
Rice, beans.
I'm saying like in lieu of meat, did they put like fajita stuff in there
or
just more?
How many ingredients do you think they're gonna be?
I don't know, Tim, but, you know, I've only got one life, so.
Well, either way, you're here for an hour.
That's true.
Rice. Beans.
Right.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Cream. They called it cream. It's sour cream. Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli. I think that was it.
Mushrooms and broccoli were the answer I was after.
All wrapped up in a tortilla.
I know what a burrito is. I just wanted to know, like, what is in there in lieu of meat? And the answer was broccoli and mushrooms, which are not indigenous to burritos.
You guessed wrong, Tom. There was also peppers and onions.
Well, that's fine. And that's exactly what I asked. Ugh. I don't like veggie burritos that have things like that. Like, broccoli does not belong in a burrito. And I love broccoli, but broccoli does not belong in a burrito.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know. Just put more beans in there.
Hey, why don't you just grow up?
I prefer not to. Worry about charging your phone some other time. For the listeners, Tim is barely paying attention right now. He's just looking around for like a cable to plug into his phone. I was just
trying to figure out the outlet situation in the room we're in.
These millennials just can't pay attention.
I need to call a car to get home.
Oh, I need my fidget spinner.
Oh, brother. So here's the thing about the Impossible Burger, Tom. Yeah. It also bleeds, but they're proud of it. They genetically engineer yeast to
human
make
human blood.
A key ingredient, heme.
Heme? How do you spell heme?
H-E-M-E, like hemoglobin.
Is that, does it have some relation to hemoglobin? Is that why it's in there?
Here's what they do. They start with the gene for a protein called leg hemoglobin. Ledge hemoglobin? It's hemoglobin with L-E-G.
From the leg.
A heme protein that is naturally found in the root nodules of soy plants.
Boy, it's, that sounds like a lot
it's
of
It's similar to myoglobin, the heme protein that
is exceptionally
abundant in animal muscles, binds oxygen, and gives meat the unique flavor and aroma, as well as its red or pink color.
Now, that's what I had heard was the deal with the Beyond Burger with the beets. That it was like
beets are
have
just
iron.
Red. No, beets are just red, Tom.
I know what beets are. Don't talk down to me.
Beets are reddest vegetable.
Tell that to tomatoes. Well, oh, they're a fruit. Fuck. Oh.
Beets are so red that you think you're dying the next day when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Because it hurts so bad, right?
No.
Why?
Because much like, you know how certain cereals will turn your milk colors?
You're going to say certain cereals will turn your urine colors. I'm going to say, Tim, stop eating that cereal.
So anyway, here's my verdict on both the Impossible Burger. Here's Tim's verdict.
Yeah, we heard you right the first time.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a thing going.
Affectation.
Yeah. On both the Impossible Burger and the Beyond Burger, I think if tomorrow they flipped a switch and replaced all hamburgers with this stuff, 85% of the population would be like, yeah, it's fine, cool.
Yeah.
Like, good enough for a burger, that's fine. And there'd be that
15%
of assholes.
Hey, if it's good enough for a burger, it's good enough for me.
The assholes that are like, oh no, a burger. Like, you know, people that are like very particular and like they're like, they won't have any condiment on a burger. It's just that we talked about this last week. It just like it needs to be meat and a bun and maybe a slice of onion if you're at Peter Luger. Mm-hmm. Like those people would be unhappy.
Yeah.
But like screw those people.
Well, that's the thing.
Or give them like 100 cows a year, right?
100 cows for one man?
No, for he all of these jerks.
Much. Oh, well, that is gonna cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and guess what? They had to fight each other for them.
Wow. And
we get to watch.
Oh, I'm in.
This is great. It's like the Hunger Games, except they're actually hungry for a real hamburger. They're like, remember a world when we could get a real hamburger?
Well, I mean, we've said multiple times. Too. Sure. Hunger Games Jr.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a Dancing with the Stars Jr. Are you excited? As somebody who is a...
Who's going to be on it? Honey Boo Boo. JonBenet Ramsey.
I don't know why... Tim, I don't think it's celebrity children. I think it's probably just going to be like a MasterChef Junior situation.
No, wait, hold on. Then where did the stars come in? Then just dancing with children. Nobody wants to see that. Well, except for John Mark Carr will be tuning in week after week.
Tim, you think about
dancing
the
JonBenet
Ramsey case way too much. Dancing with Children Jr.
No, you don't need the junior at that point.
It would just be dancing
but
with
like,
children.
But like, why would there be? They're not stars.
They've got stars in their eyes.
We all do sometimes, though.
Out of the mouth of babes. What were you saying about? Oh, so your verdict was that they're...
Tim's verdict.
No, and I mean, we've talked about multiple times on this show that like every fast food place should get rid of all meat.
Yeah, it'll be cheaper.
Not the way they're doing it now, but in the long run, it will be. Like eventually it will be. And I think it'll be cheaper mostly for like the refrigeration needs, you know?
Yeah. And I think the Beyond Burger, like, they started out, one of them started out being, like, open the McDonald's for fake meat, which would be super smart.
It'd be great.
And they've developed, like, they make it from pea protein now. Mm-hmm. We all had a big laugh because pea sounds like pea.
I don't remember that, but okay.
But they said they could make it out of, like, anything, any plant. So they're, like, tobacco, like, they're working on making it from tobacco leaves.
Tobacco?
tobacco leaves, like, you know how they're like, god damn it, you goddamn health conscious people ruined all the tobacco farms.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? We'll get those guys back up and running.
Yeah. I don't want to eat a hamburger made out of tobacco.
Why not? It'll be delicious. Well, it wouldn't be delicious, but
it'll be delicious and you'd immediately want another one.
Yeah.
We got to talk about one other thing here, Tim. Cultured meat. And I ain't talking about meat that goes to the opera. I've got that in my notes.
Yeah, that's a good joke that you made.
This is the meat that they grow in the labs. Lab meat.
Yeah, so like they're taking DNA and stuff.
Spoken like a true scientist.
Guess what, Tom? if we're being honest... I'm not a scientist.
What?
Yeah. Are you a scientist?
Yes, Tim. I had to go to school for 12 years to even host this
show. I just wore this lab coat, and I just assumed that you knew it was a goof.
Yeah, I was wondering why you're not wearing the gown and cap like I do all the time.
Yeah, you're easier to fool than the police.
So cultured meat is it's mostly like stem cells that they give.
No.
Oh, I forgot. Conservative Tim. No stem cells. Conservative vegan Tim. Cultured meat is murder. Stem cells that they can take from cow or whatever. And actually, there are ways for them to like even do it without stem cells, which is kind of crazy. But they put it in like a nutrient bath. And then give it like a structure to grow around, and they can grow muscle. They can grow meat. It's like that.
Elaborate on this nutrient bath. I'd like to put myself in one.
You know what, Tim? I read about
Spoken like a true scientist.
No, listen, you're gonna say this isn't true, but I read about nutrient baths a lot.
Okay.
And I still don't really understand, like, all right, but how come I can't buy this in a store?
Yeah, don't you think we could become big and strong?
Yeah, put me in a nutrient bath.
Yeah,
I need nutrients.
See what happens.
Yeah, maybe I'll grow into a hamburger. But they put
oh,
it.
Oh, man. There have been times, Tom, we've been recording. I've been so hungry. Mm-hmm. I've imagined you as a human-sized
I
hamburger.
I imagine you growing into a hamburger. Yeah. So they put that. But as of right now, it's crazy expensive for them to do. But the idea is that, you know, it's like anything. You know, DNA testing used to cost $1 million, but now you can get a, you know, kit from the internet for $90 and
yeah, but they just lie, right? They just look at your, they look up your last name.
Lie.
They're like, this is where you're from.
No, Tim, that's how I found out that I'm 100% European.
You didn't know that?
I thought, like, nah, there's gotta be, like, you know, something else in there. I can't be 100% white. But I am.
I've seen you dance. I think you are 100% white.
But it was crazy.
I've never seen you dance, Tom.
It was crazy how definitive it was. I was like, really? There's no possibility? But anyway. But then it told me that my mom was Indian. Well, not that she was Indian, but like 7,000 years ago, her family was.
7,000 years ago, your mom was Indian.
Yeah. And that's when she got the curse put on her to live forever.
This is apropos of nothing, Tom. Uh-huh. This is, I don't want to go off on a tangent here.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think when they do the parents' dances at weddings,
mm-hmm.
they should, make them, like, fade out the song after, like, a minute?
They should do that with every song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Like, on the radio.
Yeah, just give me the first verse.
Give me the
chorus.
Hook. No.
Just the hook?
Yeah. Just fade it in for the hook and then fade it out and then on to the next hook. There's now enough songs that we could just listen to all the hooks and not get bored.
So you just want to listen to mashups?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think you know what a mashup is. A mashup isn't just the hook. It's putting two incongruous songs together.
Yeah. The mashup is how they made that pea burger. And you had, they mashed up all the peas. So I was surprised, and I kind of want to know what context this was in. On Wikipedia, it said the theoretical possibility of growing meat in an industrial setting has long captured the public imagination. Winston Churchill suggested in 1931, we shall escape the absurdity of growing a whole chicken in order to eat the breast or wing by growing these parts separately under a suitable medium.
Winston Churchill said that?
In 1931. What the hell was he talking about? What was the rest of the speech about?
You know what would be really crazy if you like made that speech like during World War II. Like, yeah. At the height of World War II, he's like, we need to have more genetically modified chicken breasts.
Well, especially, like, in the 30s, he's talking about, like, some steampunk laboratory with you know, chicken breasts and wings, you know, having pipes coming out of them and gears and stuff.
Clocks on their hats. Clocks on their top hats.
Yeah. We will build a steam factory to make chicken wings.
But don't you hate genetically modified foods, Tom? Don't you think we should?
So they say that this is actually technically not a genetically modified food.
Oh, are they not genetically modified, Tom?
Not genetically modified. No, that it's not because they're not modifying the genetics. They could if you want it to be really good. But as of yet, well, I think in some places they have like tried. But they're basically not far enough along with this to even bother modifying the genetics yet.
Right. Would you eat that?
100%. This is what I want. I want a meat printer in my home.
See, that kind of skeeves me out a little bit. I'd rather just like have an approximation made with stuff that I knew grew in.
No, I want to be like, let's see what's in the meat box tonight.
Let's see what meat I could download. Dinner.
Yeah, let's see what monstrosity the meat box is spitting out. A chicken with frog legs? Well, I guess that's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But the big problem so far is that, like, it doesn't make, it makes muscle tissue, no fat tissue. But that's not, like, a huge problem. They're like,
yeah,
we
just put butter on it.
Yeah, we can put other fat in there, yeah, and it'll be fine.
Here's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in our lifetime...
Home meat maker. That's what I want.
Do you think in our lifetime we would, like, we will see the agricultural system change to where people are eating fake meat on a large scale, like where we can make a noticeable difference in the factory farming system?
Maybe. It's
nerd.
It seems like, though, it would take, like, at least at this point, it seems like it would take some kind of a breakthrough.
Yeah, like, what if somebody, what if, like, all the, like, what if there was, like, a thing where, like, remember when Mad Cow happened?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was something like that, where it's just like, oh, all the cows are gonna turn you crazy if you eat them. And then it's like, but we can, Tom can print you out on this 3D printer.
He's got a home meat maker.
He's got a meat printer. Go there.
Yeah.
Do you think people would be like, all right? Or do you think they'd be like, I'll take my chances with the crazy meat?
No, I think it's going to be more of a, if somebody starts, like, kind of making breakthroughs on this stuff, then, like, a big company will buy them. Or...
And ruin it.
Well, in what way?
I don't know. They'll be like, okay, and this is, like, they'll make it, like, unaffordable or whatever. You
no,
know, like,
I think that
like,
it would be
why
the opposite.
Did it take so long for an electric car to happen, Tom?
Boy, you don't want to get into this with me. I've been watching a lot of documentaries on YouTube lately.
Man, there were a lot of documentaries about, like that one, Who Killed the Electric Car? And
yeah.
Then we were like, oh, there's all these plans. And then, like, all these electric cars came out. And we're like, oh, I guess we're past that. But, like, that might happen with meat, right?
Yeah. No, I watched, like, a bunch of stuff recently about things like that. Like, these maniacs that claim that they've, like, made free energy machines or, like, perpetual motion or, like, water-based engines. And then they're like, nah, the man's keeping me down. It's like, well, no, I mean, it doesn't seem like this is possible. You could just make, like, these, like, one of them, the water-based engine, like, the patent expired. But everybody's still like, nah, but they're keeping it down. It's like, no, just read the patent and see if it works. It doesn't work.
Let's make it, Tom.
Make a water
Let's
car?
Brand it Complete Guide Water Engine.
And sell them on our website.
Yeah.
You'd buy an engine from us, right?
We'll build the whole car.
Oh, that's too much trouble. Yeah. People already have cars. Just put this engine in.
We didn't get into the Morningstar brand or Satan or any of that stuff. But
in
all that stuff's
my
bad.
Mind, the engine is just a big water balloon. Satan is wheat gluten. I didn't know that.
It's just straight up gluten.
It's just gluten.
You know what else they call it? Wheat meat.
Wheat meat?
Mm-hmm.
Give me that wheat meat.
Yeah, it's just gluten.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so delicious. And
oh,
wonderful.
I love Satan and Satan.
Here's the thing. Well, hey.
Hey, we all love Satan on this show.
We all, like, let's give it up to our, to the true God, the one true God.
To the dark prince.
The dark prince, Satan,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. If you like the show, you can be our friend at Facebook.
Facebook.com/completeguide. You can check out our website at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Pal Tim.
You can check out our Reddit at tcgte.com, tcgte.reddit.com.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody told you that.
Somebody told me that. A boy on the playground told me that.
You can do all, if you're doing your Amazon shopping, I implore you, go to tcgte.com/Amazon. That brings you to the same Amazon you know and love. We get a little bit of a kickback at no cost to you. We sure would appreciate it. And we thank everybody who does that.
Yes.
You can even drag up a little bookmarklet into your thing. So, like, that way you can get to Amazon without typing anything. Just a simple click, a flick of the pointer finger.
And you can also go to tcgt.com/pledge to check out our Patreon, where you get Fast Food Friday, where we actually talk about stuff like this all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I would like to start a...
cult.
No, a fast food...
militia.
Well, we...
What?
I would like to start a militia, and I feel bad saying that now. For the last 8 years, I've been like, guys, stand down, you assholes, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, you know, I'd like to get a bunch of guys with guns together and hole up in a place just in case some shit went down, right?
Yeah, and get one of these meat makers.
Tom, I'm really good at shooting guns.
You did do pretty... Me and you shot guns, not just two of us, but a bunch of people somewhat recently, and you were pretty good. You know what?
Was I better or worse than you, Tom?
You were better than me. You were a slow study, but then once you got the hang of it, you got the hang of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So don't cross me, because I won't think twice. I'll just blow your dang brains out.
Wow. You heard it here first.
That's not true. I barely hit the things. You know what? We went, what were they, disc shooting?
Clay shooting.
Like, I didn't get many direct hits. I got a lot of, like...
Yes. Yeah. Still a hit. I mean, if it was a bird, it would still be in bad shape.
Dire straits, yeah.
Yeah, actually, if it was, like, real hunting, it would have just been a field of birds with one wing blown off them.
Yeah, just
slowly
like,
dying.
Yeah.
But you know, if it were me, it would be, you know, you'd be like, Tom, we can't eat these birds, you're blowing them to smithereens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always have an eye on eating a bird.
We didn't even get to talk about fake cheese.
No.
I mean, I guess it's not meat.
We'll do fake cheese next week.
I mean, we should
do
real
cheese.
Yeah.
And then fake cheese.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to do this in the next 2 weeks.
Maybe.
That would be insane. Maybe we will if we don't think of anything. All right.
Hail Satan.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.